In a piece at National Review titled The Church of the Left, Yuval Levine reminds us that in the American sense, religious freedom is not a freedom to do what you want, but a freedom to do what you must. It's not a freedom from constraint, but a recognition of a constraint higher than even the law, and therefore prior to it and deserving of some leeway from legal obligations when reasonably possible. The author of the First Amendment to our Constitution, James Madison, put it this way: "It is the duty of every man to render to the Creator such homage and such only as he believes to be acceptable to him. This duty is precedent, both in order of time and in degree of obligation, to the claims of civil society." Levine expands, writing that it's important to note Madison was making this case not in the context of arguing for permitting the free exercise of religion, but rather in the context of arguing against the establishment of any religion by law. His point was that no one ought be compelled to affirm as true a religious tenet he took to be false, and that no one should be compelled to participate in a religious rite that violated his own understanding of his religious obligations. And this has been my argument, that marriage to most of the religious is a rite of the church and also a holy sacrament, and that to be compelled by civil authority to participate in any wedding ceremony seen as objectionable due to a person's religious conscience is not dissimilar to the state forcing religious practice. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.